The Thomas Fire in Southern California is still burning a month after it began. The road to recovery could be months, and all I have to do is look north to see that, because in Northern California, damage estimates from the October wildfires have reached $9 billion in wine country alone. The fires tore through cities like Santa Rosa, where thousands of homes, schools, and businesses were destroyed. At least 45 people died, and of course, that's the biggest loss. Shirley Zane is supervisor of Sonoma County's District 3, which includes parts of Santa Rosa. We spoke with her in October after she took a helicopter tour.
I saw devastation everywhere. I saw thousands of homes that have been lost. We have literally overnight displaced thousands of people with these infernos and hellish fires.
So what's happening 3 months later when all of your records are gone or you still don't have somewhere to live because housing was already tough in this area? Shirley Zane joins us again by Skype. Supervisor Zane, I would say Happy New Year, but I know it's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the word happy, quite frankly, out of my vocabulary right now because people are suffering and I think it's rather insensitive. I think people, you know, the human element in the most devastating fire in U.S. history, which hit Sonoma County, is so important to stress, Robin. People are not just rebuilding their houses and having to go through all those jumps and hurdles through insurance companies and reimbursements and FEMA and on and permitting. People are rebuilding their lives, and I think that's important. You know, so often on the top news stories, you see the latest disaster, but what you often don't see is the many months and years that follow in terms of what people need to do to recover. You know, a county of 500,000, a city of 160,000, and suddenly there's 10,000 people overnight who have literally become homeless.
Well, let's talk about that. We've spoke about that quite a bit here on the program.
Yeah.
And one of the side effects of this is that maybe landlords who owned homes they were renting, if the landlord's home burned, then they are kicking out tenants to move into
yes.
the homes they might have been renting. I mean, the ripple effect here has been incredible. Several landlords were charged with price gouging, and Governor Brown had a ban on rental increases of more than 10%. He's now extended that until April. But still, the housing was tough in your area anyway. So are people in homeless shelters or with family?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, a lot of people have been in things like hotels. I talked to a doctor friend of mine who's been living with her family and her two kids in a hotel for 4 weeks now. Mm-hmm. We had a vacancy rate of approximately 2% with a median home price of $600,000 prior to the fire. So there are landlords that have had to move back into their rentals and mm-hmm. displaced people. There has been a ripple effect. It's affected businesses. It's affected children's education. We lost schools that burned down. We thrive on tourism in this beautiful wine country where we live. And there was a tremendous decline in tourism when mm-hmm. people saw us burning down. We have people who are going through tremendous grief, having lost everything they owned, literally running for their lives in bare feet and not having an opportunity to grab anything. People lost animals, and they're going through tremendous grief. And that grief, you know, goes through phases, but it's only just begun. And it's not a linear process. It is more a little bit more of a chaotic process is the way I describe it.
Well, we'll link people to, you know, one of the most devastating losses of all. It's unspeakable, but the Shepherd family, you know, lost their children, lost everything. They are, you know, the mom still hanging on to her life. We'll link you to their FundMe page. But as you pointed out, you know, losses across the board. And what happens there? I mean, you know, just even a loss of a record and you're trying to get insurance or you're trying to get your kids, you know, vaccines. Or, you know, I'm just trying to think of the different things that get lost. What kinds of problems come up?
Well, you know, the first few weeks we had actually almost the first 2 months almost, we had local assistance centers where people could walk in and get services from the Department of Motor Vehicles, from FEMA, small business loans, could literally get records from the county in terms of birth certificates, death certificates, marriage certificates. And it was a one-stop shop. And we had over 5,000 people that applied through FEMA assistance, and literally thousands of individuals and families that went through those local assistance centers. So now the other thing that a lot of people don't think about, unless you've gone through this type of catastrophic fire, is just removing debris. Literally millions of tons of burnt, not just homes, but metal, car, you name it, toxic material. So even before removing the debris, the Environmental Protection Agency has had to go in and make sure that all that hazardous material was removed. So it's actually like a three-step process until that property is turned back over to the owner of it, that they can then do what they want to with it, either sell or to rebuild. And then the insurance companies too, and making sure that people had enough insurance. About 22% of the people who lost homes or more were renters. Mm. And most of those people did not have insurance. The Journey's End, which is a mobile home park where 150 seniors lost their homes. So we're talking about our most vulnerable populations that have lost everything. We have some very generous people, and we've had philanthropic investments in the community to a tune of well over $20 million. Mm. So the community has really come together in a wonderful way, but we're also grieving as a community because this fire has touched every single one of us. I did a speech before the Sutter Medical Doctors Group about 2 weeks ago. And after talking about the need to grieve as a community and not to grieve alone, I then made a passionate plea for them to stay because doctors are mobile. They can move. They can find other jobs. Mm-hmm. And we need them to stay. One out of six doctors lost their homes.
Wow. I mean, just don't think about these things. And are you worried? It is just beautiful, a beautiful part of the country. But do you worry that people will leave, not just because of having lost everything, but the fear, you know, of, you know, should we rebuild? What if it happens again?
Yeah. What if it happens again? Well, I think we want to, you know, our motto has been with the city of Santa Rosa that we want to rebuild fast and we want to rebuild safer too. And I think all of those codes that have come into play since they first built those homes are going to assist. But there's no doubt that there are certain areas in our county that are always going to be riskier in terms of fire hazards. Now, we don't have tornadoes here in Sonoma County, but we do have fires, we do have droughts, and we do have earthquakes. And you don't often get to prepare for an earthquake or a fire like you can for when you know a hurricane's going to hit. Mm. So it's difficult to prepare for that, but we do have to look at where we're rebuilding. And we also have to empower every single homeowner to build to rebuild, and then how do we make sure that they have good, solid, temporary housing? Yeah. Most people that I know who lost their homes have lived in 3 to 6 different places in just a matter of 5 weeks. And that's crazy. You know, mm-hmm. if you can imagine moving your dog and your cat and your kids, it's something that it never leaves my mind. It's with me every single hour of the day. So I have a big job ahead of me, and I want to realize that hope does have a time limit. That's important, I think, for us to recognize that right now.
Shirley Zane, supervisor of Sonoma County's District 3. I'll say to you what we said in October. Our thoughts are with you still. I can hear having a profound effect on you and everyone there.
Yeah.
So best of luck to you in the new
year. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget us. We're here. Yeah.